In today's Living with Less Plastic commentary, Mary Liz Ingram goes grocery shopping, but with a twist. While shopping, she shares some options of living green and looking for plasticless groceries.
Here we are. I'm pushing my cart through the store. One kid hanging onto the side, one touching everything, and one actually trying to help me as we browse the shelves for plastic-free options. We pause at the honey. At first glance, I see dozens of options and a wave of plastic. I see the cute little honey bear jars I usually buy, plastic. But we look a second more, and there they are, three varieties in glass jars. Even better, local honey in a glass jar. It's the same story for peanut butter. I give a few jars a tap to see if they're plastic or glass. Why do things have to be so tricky? Several choices are in glass, so we pick one of those. On another grocery run, my husband is shopping solo. Trying not to bully him into being plastic free, I wait to see the results. I cheer and take the poor guy's picture to post on Facebook as he shows me the glass bottles of lime juice and barbecue sauce, celebrating the small things. Turns out, by trying something new, we also found a new favorite sauce. If you just take an extra moment when making your shopping choices, you'll be surprised at how many plastic-free choices are right there in front of you. Easy choices. For example, do you choose a plastic container of dishwashing tabs or the cardboard box of powder? A six-pack of Coke linked by plastic rings or the cardboard box of 12 cans? Go with the cardboard. Same result, better packaging, and more for your money. So many products are packaged in glass, sitting right next to the plastic options. Mustard, pickles, sauces, juices, oils. It just takes an extra pause, an extra look, and a different choice. So what do we do with all these glass jars? Why would we even want all of those instead of plastic? Plastic is almost always downcycled into inferior products that can't be recycled again, and it ends up as waste pretty quickly. Glass doesn't absorb anything. It doesn't leach any toxins like plastic can. It's easy to clean, and most importantly, it's endlessly recyclable. My family and I recycle some of our glass, but I save most of it and reuse it for plastic-free food storage, for vases, candles, and bulk shopping. While you can replace a lot of plastic packaging with glass or cardboard, there are still some obstacles that are hard to get past at your local grocery store. Milk, for example. But reducing your plastic footprint is about small changes and new habits, built one step at a time. By making easy choices while you shop, choosing glass or cardboard instead of plastic, you'll quickly find yourself living with less plastic.
For more on Mary Liz Ingram's environmental initiatives, visit cleanupprojectusa.com.